Voters go to the polls in Germany this weekend to elect their next government and choose who will succeed the long-serving Angela Merkel as Chancellor. For millions of younger voters, Merkel is the only leader they've ever known, with 16 years in the top job. She's handed leadership of the centre-right Christian Democratic Union Party to Armin Laschet, but he's trailing in the latest poll behind Olaf Scholz, the head of the centre-left Social Democrats. The Green Party's grown to the point they're set to play a key role in any coalition government. Germany correspondent Thomas Sparrow is with us. Kia ora, Thomas. Good to hear you today. This election, it's pretty significant, isn't it?
It's pretty significant, not only because it marks the end of Angela Merkel's time as German Chancellor, which is unusual here in Germany. Here in Germany, power normally is defended or lost at the ballot box, but Angela Merkel had decided already in 2018 that she was not going to be a candidate this time round. So it's significant first and foremost on that area, but it's also very significant because it is incredibly tight. At this point, no one can actually predict what's going to happen on Sunday. The Social Democrats, the Conservative bloc are really neck and neck. And it's anyone's guess what's going to happen on Sunday specifically, because recent polls have also stressed that around 38% of German voters are still undecided. They still don't know for what party they're going to vote for on Sunday.
It's going to be an interesting mix in that case with the MMP system. What about the turnout? Is there any sense of how many people will be enthused and go to the ballot box?
Well, 60 million Germans are actually entitled to vote, and voting is normally something very important here in this country. So turnout is certainly expected to play a very important role on Sunday. But it's also important what happens after Sunday, because once we know those results, once we know what party actually ended in first place, then the next step happens, and that is trying to form a coalition. And you may remember that last time round in 2017, Angela Merkel's Conservative bloc took 5 months to form a coalition. And since the situation here is so tense, since the country is so polarized, experts are actually predicting that this time round it won't be easier than 2017, that coalition building could actually take many months as well.
So that might even take longer, I suppose, in that case. The Green Party looking to play a role, and is this also a reflection on some of the major issues of the campaign?
Absolutely, this is a reflection of some of the major issues of the campaign, in particular climate protection, which is one of the key issues for all parties, although the Greens have struggled to actually gain from climate concerns here in Germany. You may remember those floods in July. The Greens, although they clearly presented their programs and their projects, they haven't been able to get much support from that. They actually led in the polls early on in the spring, but since then, their chancellor candidate, Annalena Baerbock, and the Greens themselves have actually suffered in the polls, and they're now in third place. No one here is predicting that they will lead the next government, but basically everyone is predicting that they will play a role in those future coalition negotiations, whatever way they go. So the Greens can actually form a coalition with the Conservative bloc, but they could also form a coalition with the Social Democrats. So that's why it will be really interesting to see what happens after Sunday's vote here in Germany.
It will indeed be interesting, and I'm sure we'll talk to you next week about all of this. Thomas Sparrow, our Germany correspondent there.